Right.
What did you do after you left KRMG?
I left KRMG, and I had become friends of Angus McQueen of Ackerman McQueen Advertising Agency. His father listened to this radio station, to KRMG, for many, many years, and then Angus did too. God love him, his father was killed in an automobile accident in Wisconsin. And Angus heard that I was leaving the radio station, and he says, I want to have lunch. He says, I want you to manage our Tulsa office. And so one thing led to another, and that's what I did.
Mm-hmm. You feel comfortable dropping out of the public arena?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah,
I'd been there, I'd done that.
Yeah.
And after a while, so near the end of KRMG, the things that you never thought about before became a hardship. Getting up at 3:30 in the morning began to drain on me.
Mm-hmm.
And before, when I was really having fun, you could hardly wait till 3:30 in the morning, woke up so you could get up and go do your job.
Right.
Well, then toward the end, that began. Then the format was beginning to shrink, and you didn't have as much time to do things. It shrank even more after I left, so that today it's a utility. It's news, traffic, and weather, news, traffic, and weather, and people do that, like to do that, but that wasn't my kind of radio.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't there for me at all. So it was not. So that you just start thinking, you know, I need to leave this, and I don't have any qualms about leaving it. Then I went on to Ackerman McQueen. I'm going to tell you a story right now. One day, the manager of KRMG comes to me. He says, I want to have lunch, and we would do that periodically. So we went to have lunch. We had a long lunch, probably an hour and a half. At the end of the hour and a half, he says, John, I think it's time for you to step down. Really? Yeah. He says, you're coming off as being too liberal. Michael Del Giarno's over there painting you as a liberal. It just doesn't, you know, and we have Limbaugh and all this, and we've got conservative radio. So he says, it's just time for you to step down. We're going to retain you where you can do public service work, do interviews and all that. We'll keep you same salary, but we cannot have you on the radio anymore. So I was fired. Well, of course, that was tough.
Yeah, you never could keep a job, John.
Right. And so I didn't, you know, I could have gone to the public and said KRMG fired me. But I played their game, and I said on the air, I'm getting ready to retire. It's just time for me to move on. And I'm still with the radio station, and I'll be doing these other types of interviews and all for the radio station. So I did that, and then I told him that, and then I signed off. Well, before I'd actually signed off, Dan Lowry said to me, he says, now, the media is going to be asking me questions, he says. So what we're going to have is a meeting, and in that meeting, I want you to say, I really think I'd like to retire and leave. So I'm thinking, okay, I hear what you're saying. So then that he could tell the broadcast, the media, that John Erling, he brought up the topic and said he wants to retire.
I think they call that plausible deniability in government.
Actually. Okay. And so I had a meeting, him, Drew Anderson was the program director, and I come in and sit down, and I kind of laughed a little bit. I said, well, you know, Dan, you know, I'm really thinking about retiring. I think I'd like to step down. I did everything they told me to do, everything. Yeah, okay, all right. And that just happened for a few minutes. He got to walk so that he could say we had that meeting. And I haven't. There are only two or three people who probably know. Maybe there are more by now, but I'm telling it to be recorded now. When it's be aired or not, I don't know, but I wanted to be part of this. Public had no idea. I just played that. Moved on. I remember asking a friend of mine, do you think I should go out of here with a fight, with controversy, or should I go on like this? He says, go peacefully. And it was good advice because to this day, the public doesn't have to remember me as leaving in a firestorm. They still come up to me to this day. John, how are you? And people love me more today than they did when I was on the air, because I was irritating them on the air.
Right. You remember the good things, actually.
But they say, man, John, we miss you, all that kind of stuff.
Sure.
So I went off into the night. I remember we were on our way to Italy, and the next day we were flying off to Italy, and it was fine.